Thank you. Almost an occupational health problem there. And good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to address you. That's not me. I think it might be Tom over my left. Good. Okay, well, there, I'm sure you all know, is the Pilbara region. Don't have to be introduced to it, showing the various centres and towns throughout the region. In terms of the Pilbara town's population growth, they've grown considerably since 1966, obviously as a result of resource development. This growth has not been uniform across the region. There is a distinct cyclic nature of supply and demand, generating housing shortages, followed at times by periods of vacancy. The East Pilbara towns, such as Headland, Newman, Marble Bar, etc., initially grew sharply and have since waned. West Pilbara towns such as Karratha, Dampier, Wickham, Roebourne, etc., have had a slower start, with the later peak overtaking East Pilbara towns. The Central Pilbara, such as Tom Price and Parabadoo, which are both company-owned towns, had a later start with fairly steady growth pattern, with more recent decline and obviously vacant housing. Pilbara town population growth from 1966 to 2006 as has been demonstrated there, but if I go to some more specifics, in terms of Karratha, Dampier and Port Hedland population growth, there's been a cycle, as shown on that those graphs, so there's been a cyclic growth pattern evident obviously in the Karratha, Dampier area, and it's currently on the rise. In terms of the evolution of resource towns, and I won't go through that graph, I hope most people can see that now. The model is based on a concept by Paul Lundis, ironically back in 1934, which can be considered still relevant today in the Pilbara, and that model was based on Cleveland, Ohio mining areas, but obviously before the advent of FIFO. It's important to acknowledge that community building in resource towns is subject to such evolutionary cycles, and these cycles may be occurring across a range of resource commodities. And examples are as follows. If you look at Pilbara resource towns, Karratha Dampier is an example of the cyclic nature of this process. It started with iron ore in the 60s and was given a major boost with the production of offshore hydrocarbons. Onslow has started obviously with solar salt and now is about to be given a major boost also by offshore hydrocarbons. Marble Bar started with gold in the 19th century, reached maturity, is now embarking on exploration for copper and other minerals. Panawanaka and Parabadoo have been dependent on iron ore, and when this resource is exhausted, you could anticipate they may likely close. Whilst Newman has also been dependent on iron, there's a potential for further expansion in the East Pilbara with Newman as the mining hub. The original small port town of Headland developed into a major mining port in the 1960s, and is subsequently diversifying as a freight hub. In terms of current settlement status, there's a graph there showing the various settlements with the economic base, and obviously in that context, Karratha is becoming the administrative and community serving centre for West Pilbara. In terms of Central Pilbara, Tom Price, due to its location in the Pilbara High Country, close to Karrajini National Park, is enabling it to diversify as a tourism centre as well. The relocation of the Central Pilbara Airport from Parabadoo to Tom Price will assist in this transition. However, the extent of current urban infrastructure can be supported by the existing level of mining operations in the Central Pilbara, but in the future, tourism alone will not be able to support this level of urban assets. In terms of East Pilbara, shown by those various towns, Port Hedland has become the administrative and community servicing focus for that sector of the Pilbara. Newman is a mining centre for expansion into East Pilbara and has opportunities as an inland distribution centre and of servicing of remote communities. So if we look at a settlement framework in conceptual form, you'll see there two distinct areas or hubs, Karratha and Port Hedland. The region has clearly structured into two separate link networks, one focusing, as I said, on Karratha Dampier and the other on Port Hedland. This is also reinforced by the physical structure and the mining company legacy. If you want to think of BHP in the east and Rio in the west. In Pilbara population projections have been commented on, and we look forward to working further with the Chamber of Minerals and Energies, which I've been very much supportive of, to take these estimates and getting some real hard projections for the future. These figures show there's been growth in residents and FIFO population. There's been a steady growth in resident population, with a significant peak in the FIFO populations projected to be around the 2010-2015 period, although, as mentioned earlier, that may change because of the economic situation. It's therefore, in some areas, difficult to provide permanent housing for a transient workforce. There's tension between community building on the one hand and the danger of producing an oversupply of housing stock and community infrastructure on the other, and the previous speaker did allude to that. In terms of Nickel Bay population projection, there's again a steady growth of resident population made up of the network of Nickel Bay hub settlements. Strong peak in FIFOs indicated for around 2010, but again subject to the current situation. And this is caused by its role as the FIFO hub for the West Pilbara and obviously linked to minerals and LNG expansion. And in some areas, I think, particularly in this area, it may be difficult to develop permanent housing for such activities. In terms of Port Hedland's freight hub, as a from a population projection perspective, there's been a steady growth again in resident population. Estimated peak in FIFO could occur around 2015. And as a result of its mine port function for major and junior miners in East Pilbara, that role will be enhanced. But also, because of delayed and less abrupt peaking FIFO, in this area it's potentially easier to develop permanent housing for such activities. So if we look at the potential, and underline the word potential, settlement framework for around 2020, you can see this type of concept developing with the development of the Nickel Bay Regional Hub and also the development of the Port Hedland Regional Freight Hub. From an urban planning perspective, there is an urban model could occur such as this, with regional centres being at both Port Hedland and Karratha, major towns at Newman and Tom Price, with the minor towns as listed on that slide, and smaller towns, or as we call them, villages, or very small towns, indicated by Marble Bar, Nullagine, Port Sampson and Cossack, which has a tourism aspect. Therefore, whilst you won't see all the detail, be in the information available after the session, I would imagine, it just shows an overall Pilbara framework, which shows the various mining and other settlement areas. I'll now move to fly in, fly out. In terms of accommodation provision models, you can have an in-town FIFO, such as camp precincts being established at the edge of a town site, a salt and pepper throughout the town, or a sole company or a joint user. Out-of-town FIFO, there are other location considerations, whether it's greater than 80 k's or 40 minutes travel time, and this can be based on occupational health and standards in terms of, community well-being. The issues involve the type, the construction, the operation and its maintenance, the duration of the project, the size of camp and the minimum workforce required, and whether or not it's a sole company or joint user of those facilities. Some examples are, in terms of development, Sea Ripple in Karratha. This is an example of a camp at the edge of town. It's well landscaped with compact layout and central communal facilities. Another example is Lyre in Karratha. It's a camp under construction, but without trying to offend anyone, one could query that from the perspective that the provision and the quality of landscaping and overall layout and design is somewhat questionable. In terms of Miller's Well in Karratha, this is an example of inner town infill site. It's small scale, it's well landscaped with a central barbecue area, so it has inbuilt communal facilities. And it's in the inner town site. Another example is Miller's Well in Karratha. Small scale, well landscaped with central barbecue area, but its overall position with other service facilities perhaps could be better. And there's another site in terms of Club Hamilton in South Hedland. to lodge in South Headland. There's a motel-style camp in close proximity to local centre. Whilst it has a two-storey component, which may be considered stark in appearance, the central compound is well landscaped and again has communal facilities. In closing, I just want to point out we will have on our web a publications, if it's not already on our web, we'll be on shortly, a number of publications relating to regional hotspots throughout the Pilbara and the Kimberley, and that may be interesting for you to have a look at in the future. Thank you very much for your attendance.